Last week on the Georgia Health Report, we discussed an investigation by WebMD and Georgia Health News into hospitals violating a federal law regulating emergency room care and how that can cost lives. This week, we continue that conversation and take a closer look at how pregnant women have been affected. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, today we're focusing on EMTALA violations involving pregnant women. And interestingly, it was a famous case involving a pregnant woman in labor who kept getting refused treatment at multiple hospitals that prompted the passing of this law. So did you know that you wanted to look at pregnant women when you started this investigation, or was there a pattern that presented itself?
Lauren, there was clearly a pattern. In 1986, President Reagan signed a bill passed by Congress called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA. And what we found in our investigation, along with WebMD, is hospitals commit violations of this hundreds of times a year across the country. And we found that there were two common themes in terms of medical situations. One was pregnant women. The other was mental health. And we just saw case after case over and over. In fact, 8% of the 800-plus violations that we paid special attention to, 8% were related to women in labor or pregnant women.
And we know that smaller hospitals, especially in rural areas of Georgia, are closing birthing centers. So how does that factor into this story?
There have been many hospitals that have given up baby delivery services because they consider it not profitable, essentially. And indeed, in Georgia, only 59 counties of 159 have a labor and delivery unit in that county. So quite often, these hospitals that have given it up have said to patients who come in labor that we don't do births.
In the cases you're mentioning, can you give us an example of what some of the women experienced?
We found many cases where women were told, you're not in labor, go home. And in one case, one woman delivered at home, having been told to go home. And another woman in California went home and had to go back because her mother-in-law says, look, you're in labor. And she went back to the same hospital that told her to go home, and she delivered in the parking lot, a very premature son.
Why do some hospitals seem to be confused about their responsibility to patients under EMTALA?
This is something that all emergency room physicians and nurses, they should be aware of this law, but we found in some cases that they weren't, or especially surgeons who were called in to assist in cases. They said that they didn't have any training in EMTALA, which was kind of shocking to us.
And what can our listeners take away from this? Should they be wary of going to the ER?
No. I mean, if you have an emergency, dial 911 to get help, or if that's not available, is to go, the most appropriate thing is go to the closest hospital. And that hospital should be able to assess you, and if you need more specialized care, to get you to that place.
Andy Miller, Georgia Health News, thanks again for this investigation and sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.